All right, what up, world? All right, so today I'm very excited because I have two things that I want to share with you guys. It's my fails. I like to share my fails because I think I learn more from them than from my wins. But, well, first, tonight was amazing. It was super packed. Like, it was a good night. Like, a good amount of great dancers, cute chicks, and, like, the vibe was nice. The only difference is that I tried to practice something different, which was, usually I'm like, always with the mind state of alpha. And I've been talking about this before, that, in order for me to be able to be, consistent throughout the night with the same attitude, I have to start allowing to be myself and embrace my weirdness and my nerdiness. So tonight I decided to start practicing that. So during the dances and during the time of meeting people, I didn't put my alpha persona. I was more like childlike, but still mature. And I mean, I could feel it. I was like, I felt a little bit out of a social state, because again, it was me, and I'm a little bit playful and again childlike. So I was just talking. I didn't try too much to make the conversation going, or I didn't try to make the girl be attracted to the way I dance or attracted to the way I talk. I was just like being in the moment and trying to have a good conversation. And it was weird in the beginning. And also, what's the name of this? I was kind of inside my head, but I was in and out, because I knew that this was going to happen. So every time I catch myself feeling out of place, I just try to enjoy the moment. Okay, the first thing, it was like, there's this girl that I hook up with once in a while, and it's because she travels. So once in a while, she comes and stays in Cali for a week or 3 days only. So I happened to see her today, and I started dancing with her, and then she told me that she was leaving tomorrow. So I was like, no, because I knew she was leaving soon, but not that soon. So I was like, so I tried to ask her to like just leave the place and start like going somewhere else where we can like be like by ourselves. And she said no, and I knew better than it, because that showed neediness. And yeah, I was very upfront and very kind of like needy with her, since she told me that she was leaving. So I have to work on that. But the cool thing is that I just acted cool after it, and I tried to go back into my into my state of like being in the present, being like myself, nerdy and kind of like weird. And again, I was feeling out of place, but I think this is a good teaching for me and a good teaching for you guys, so you can also learn from my mistakes. And the second thing that also I was like, very like upset about, but hey, like sometimes, and I knew this will happen eventually, because when I'm not in my alpha state or with that kind of authoritarian and kind of hardcore state, like I see that if I become like very friendly or very nerdy, like some people take advantage of that. Like, there was this guy who, like, he didn't do anything crazy, but you could totally tell that he was, like, trying to push me around. But, I mean, I was like, I have been trying to be friends with him for a while. Like, even though, like, again, I don't usually like to make friends with people who are like kind of like bullies or kind of like too much in their head. Like they think they are too like too stuck up. So that's why. But hey, also I've been telling you that lately I've been like being friends with anybody, and I've been giving away a lot, and I don't care if they give back at me. But like the only difference today was that I was experimenting with my weird nerdy self. So yeah, like I got a little bit bullied by him. Again, it was not physical, and even it was not like that much verbal, but I could have felt it. And I felt bad afterwards because I was like, man, dude, I should have known better than this. And but again, I think it's a good teaching for me. And like every time something like that happened to me, I always try to switch it and look for the good thing about it. And the good thing about it is that thanks to this, I'm going to keep embracing my nerdy self. Like I know that there is something of value out of this. So thanks to this experience is what I find out, and what I know that is going to happen is that this is a good story. So when I become like the alpha in my true persona, it's going to be awesome to share this, because I know that this is momentarily, and I'm glad that this happens, because that way I'm recording this, so in the future, like when I want to share this with friends, or when I want to teach my friends how to be social, I can show them this, that, and you guys that are listening, you can learn from this. And when I become like an alpha, you see that I wasn't alpha always. I wasn't good at social always. Like this thing is like, I'm still in the process, and I know that if I keep going at it, I'm going to become an alpha. Well, that's it for tonight, and thank you so much for listening to me, guys, and like always, keep going at it and keep grinding. All right, good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.